Hal Adler is a certified coach and mindfulness expert with extensive leadership and management experience in Fortune 500 companies, startups, and mid-sized companies. Hal is also an undergraduate in music from SUNY Purchase and has done graduate work at the Boston Conservatory focused on music theory and conducting. In March 2022, Hal Adler became adult director of the Telluride Choral Society, which has upcoming spring concerts, the first in Durango, March 10th, 7 p.m., March 11th, 2 p.m., at the Summit Church as guests of the Durango Choral Society. Then the group returns to Telluride, where the concerts take place at Christ Church, Saturday, March 18th, 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 19th at 2 p.m. The title of the series is Make a Joyful Sound. Hal, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. It's a real pleasure.
So prior to accepting the job as Telluride Choral Society Adult Director, what were some of your other career highlights?
Well, you know, as cited in your introduction, my background's a little bit varied, and I don't come to consulting from a traditional path, and I don't come to performance and music from a traditional path. I've found a way to sort of blend them both, and ended up really spending a fair amount of time in both of these two very different universes. And at the same time, I'd say that there is a distinct similarity. And one of the professional highlights was while conducting a professional performance of Evita in Massachusetts, or just north of Boston, with a symphony choir and ensemble, and really finding myself struggle. I was in my mid-20s, and I was really struggling with why this group of musicians would show up beautifully one day, and then the next day I couldn't really keep their attention, and I couldn't get them to work together. And I was complaining to my then fiance Joanna, who is now my wife, and on the board of directors in Telluride Choral Society. And now I'm going back some 30 years or so. I would get home and complain and say, why would on a Monday the group be so tuned into each other, and then on a Tuesday just be so disjointed? And she said, sort of calmly, as she still does when I come to her all facetted, she said, could it be you? And I thought, it just made me take a gigantic step back and thought, well, that's an interesting prospect. Like, I'm the only one not making any sound, and I'm responsible for all the sound. So on some level, it all falls on me. And I began to look at my behavior and how I was showing up and realized that, my moods and my countenance and the way I was feeling would directly impact my conducting of the group, which of course would directly impact their performance. And that was a really insightful reflection for me. And I to this day thank Joanna for it, because it helped me to understand not just how to conduct more effectively, but how to lead people more effectively. And these were the two paths that I've continued on over the last 30 or so years, both the professional sort of executive coaching and understanding organizational dynamics and team dynamics, but then also staying very close to music and ensemble work and singing and conducting. And that was an important reflection for me. I think sort of, in a more predictable answer to your question, I had the opportunity to conduct at the Boston Conservatory of Music a 16-part a cappella piece called Herbert Howell's Requiem, and that was a distinct experience for me, one that I'll always remember. And then also as a singer, while getting my bachelor's in performing arts at the Music Conservatory at Purchase, having the chance to sing with the very, very famous baritone Cheryl Milnes, and being able to sing in a small group with Cheryl and experience firsthand what it's like to be right next to a voice of that power and of that level of dynamics. And it's a professional experience I'll never forget.
Thank you. Now down to the real nitty gritty, which is spring.
Sure. Right.
What does the notion of spring conjure for you?
Well, here in Telluride, of course, there are two main seasonal concert events, one winter sing and one spring sing, and they both conjure specific meaning for me. And where winter tends to be a more reflective, quieter, maybe inner spirit type of experience, spring tends for me to conjure images of rebirth and images of igniting and images of life and of light and growth and opportunity. And it's a stepping in and out as opposed to a quieting and an inner reflection. It's, on personality terms, it might be the extrovert. It might be the season of extroversion versus the season of introversion. At least that's how I think about it.
And do you think those, obviously, I shouldn't say do you think, obviously those feelings influenced your Spring Sing program. So could you elaborate on that?
It definitely did. And the pieces themselves that we'll be singing in Spring Sing do not have specific relationships to one another. I'll go through the program very quickly. The chorale is singing Wanting Memories, a beautiful piece written by Isaiah Barnwell of Sweet Honey and the Rock, the mainly a cappella African-American all-woman ensemble out of Washington, D.C. And Wanting Memories is this wonderful, wonderful song about a child. We don't know that it's specifically a child, but certainly a person's or a child's missing the person most dear to them, likely a parent, and wishing that parent were still around, but then recognizing that even though the physical body of the parent's no longer with them, the spirit and the love from that relationship will be with them forever. So it could be, as I'm saying that out loud, it's likely an adult parent, an adult child, or someone that's lost a parent, or someone like a parent, reflecting on that. Then we're singing Stand By Me, the traditional Stand By Me song, and then we're singing a beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace arranged by Jay Rouse. So these sort of like almost familiar in a sense, of course, Stand By Me and Amazing Grace, deeply familiar with people, and then Wanting Memories, a little bit different. But again, there's no theme across the three, except that they all reinforce this message of bright and of light and of awakening and of healing. And then chamber music sings Ubi Caritas, which is a beautiful four-part a cappella piece written by Maurice Durfley, which is just basically a prayer to God, wishing for and praying for good health and well-being for everyone. The traditional Scottish song Parting Glass, in this case arranged by our own Dalen Stevens. And Parting Glass is at the same time a celebration of those we've lost and also an honoring of those we've lost. But it's more of a drinking song and a toasting song than it is a sad solace prayer. And then Light of a Clear Blue Morning, which surprisingly is a Dolly Parton song. And we are singing the version arranged and sung by the Waylon Jennies.
Oh, wow.
And it too is just a wonderful message of finding peace and working through our hardships. And, although there's an experience of darkness, we can all see the light of a clear blue morning, and it's right there for us. So all these messages, although coming from different places, all these pieces in their own way are hopeful and are significant in the invitation of a bright and wonderful day.
Terrific. Thank you for that detailed answer. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Are there any notable solos or soloists or performers you just want to shout out about?
Yeah, we are lucky enough to have some really great singers among us, and we have found a way, although we aren't doing much in the way of solos this particular year, we are celebrating some small groups and have arranged some of what we're doing to include small groups within the overall concert. So, for instance, you know, Ubi Caritas will have a small group as well as the choir, but we'll have a small group, and it features several singers, including Charlotte Guest and Catherine Semler. And we'll actually be able to have, we actually will have a short solo from Colby Morrison also in Ubi Caritas. And Andrew Murphy will have a part in a small group, as will Dalen Stevens. Many of the singers will actually be celebrated in small groups, sort of like breakout groups from the larger group. And those are just a few.
Thank you. Would you sum up the feeling you'd like to instill in your Spring Sing audiences?
Yeah, joyfulness. You know, that is the best word for the feeling that we hope to instill as people allow for this beautiful music to be washed over them. Of course, we are just there to represent these wonderful compositions and wonderful arrangements. They're not ours. We're not confused by that, but we hope to message that which these composers have intended to offer and bring to us through these various compositions over the last, you know, 100 years and also quite contemporary. Each of these compositions from each of these composers were meant to instill a sense of joy, a sense of peacefulness, a sense of belonging, a sense of connection. And those are the feelings that we feel lucky enough to get to convey through these compositions and through these words.
Well, thank you very much. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Hal Adler, who is the adult director of the Telluride Choral Society. Concerts begin in Durango March 10th and March 11th, and then the group comes back to Telluride March 18th and March 19th for concerts at Christchurch. Thank you very much, Hal.
My pleasure, Susan. Thank you so much for having me.